Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Okay, yes, we are seeing high levels of barium in the fog fallout or the chemtrails fallout. This is the sample that Dr. Jane Ruby sent me. And we released the other heavy metals results and aluminum, copper, nickel, lead, cadmium, mercury, etc. We released all those results last week. And those results are known as quantitative results, which means they have very high reliability because they are compared to a multi-point calibration curve of actual elemental mixtures. So in the world of mass spec instruments, and this is an ICP-MS instrument, that's called full quant or full quantitative analysis. Now, there's another kind of analysis that you can run called semi-quant. And semi-quant means, and this is where we get barium numbers, semi-quant means that the instrument can still see all these other elements because of their mass over charge ratio, M over Z, as it's known. Because, you know, every atomic element has a unique mass, right? Obviously. And so barium has a unique mass, and the instrument can see barium. But since we don't have external standards of barium in known concentrations, for example, we don't have a standard that's like, you know, 100 parts per billion barium and another one that's 10 parts per billion barium, etc. We don't have that. It's just not part of our normal routine testing. We're not looking for barium in foods, typically, for example. Because we don't have those external standards, we can't do a full quant analysis on barium, but we can do a semi-quant analysis, which is best described as an estimation based on actual counts of barium hitting the detector of the instrument, which has what's called a PMT or a photomultiplier tube that converts the hits into an electrical signal, so that it can actually count the number of atoms of barium that are hitting the detector. So from that, the instrument then guesses or estimates the concentration of barium in the sample that you're introducing into the instrument. So what we got using this semi-quant method on barium is very, very high. Very high. The instrument was estimating that barium is found in this sample at an average of a little over 150 milligrams per liter. Now remember, all the samples introduced into the instrument are liquid. And so we took the sample from Jane Ruby and we digest it in liquid, which is a combination of water and nitric acid and a little bit of hydrochloric acid, in order to ionize or break down all of the atomic elements, and then it's cooked at a certain temperature for a certain duration on a hot block in order to just liquefy everything. And then that liquid is introduced into the instrument. So in that liquid, and I should mention there are dilution factors that are then calculated based on the actual mass of the material that you are testing versus the total volume of the liquid in the vial. And the total volume is typically 50 milliliters, and the testing mass could be as small as 0.2 grams or higher. It could be like half a gram or 0.6 grams or something like that. So there's a dilution factor in there that's part of this calculation. Anyway, after the calculation and after the dilution factor, the instrument estimated a little bit over 150 milligrams per liter, which is a lot, because most of the other elements, even in semi-quant mode, those elements are estimated to be present at micrograms per liter or nanograms per liter. Now, just so you don't get lost on the units here, a milligram per liter is the same concentration as a microgram per milliliter. And a microgram per milliliter is considered 1 ppm. So when I say that barium is present at about a little over 150 milligrams per liter, that's about 150 parts per million. So very high, much higher than the lead. The lead was found at around 18 or 19 parts per million. Mercury was found at least one isotope was 20 parts per billion. Cadmium was also, I forgot the exact number, something like 19 or 20 parts per million, or you could say like 19,000 parts per billion. And then aluminum was crazy high, much higher, orders of magnitude higher. And the copper and nickel and others were found as well. But the barium being at 150 plus parts per million means it's like 150,000 plus parts per billion. So the barium is much higher than the lead. The barium is higher than the copper. The barium is higher than the cadmium and much higher than the mercury, but not as high as the aluminum. So for those who are saying that, okay, chemtrails are dropping aluminum and barium out of the sky, and some people were asking me, did we see the barium? And my answer until now has been no, because we didn't have barium in our external standards. But now I'm looking at the semiquant data, and the answer is yes, there's barium here. There's a lot of barium. We just can't say exactly how much barium. We can't say plus or minus 5%, let's say, which we can say that for the other metals because we have standards for those. So for barium, we just know it's a lot. It's a lot of barium. It's a lot more barium than lead, okay? That's for sure. So what I'm going to do is talk to the company that we buy our standards from, and I'm going to find out if we can get barium added to our multi-element external standards. And then we could run barium because the instrument's already detecting it. We just don't have the calibration curve. So I'm going to do that. And if that's not possible, I know we could buy a standard that is barium by itself, but that would require another set of external standards, which would take up more places in the vials and the autosampler and things like that. It's kind of a pain in the ass. So I'll see what's possible to do. And if it is possible for us to add barium to our run and actually get calibration curves, then that's my plan. If it's not possible to do that, then what I'm going to do instead is we will run a known barium sample of a very specific concentration. And we will at least get what I call a one-point calibration curve. And out of that one-point calibration curve, we'll be able to say, are we higher or lower than that? Actually, we could probably do 2 points on that. So we could draw a line and get something resembling linearity in the curve. So that's what I'll probably do. And from that, we'll know a lot more. And I'll bring you that answer as soon as we have that. In the meantime, we are publishing a lot more microscopy videos, and we are also incubating this sample that Dr. Jane Ruby sent me. We took the plastic sheet that had those weird egg-like structures on it, and clearly fungal structures and some bacterial colonies it looked like, and I have now put that in a Petri dish which has agar in it, so there's a protein solution. And I added saline solution to wet it down, and I stuck it in a chicken egg incubator. And that incubator is on my desk in the studio. And it's growing right now. So every few days, I'm going to check it, and we'll stick it under the microscope and see if anything's moving. And once stuff is moving, then we'll have a bunch of experts out there who can tell us like what that probably is. Or if something's growing, we'll be able to maybe identify it better. And, you know, at first I did not want to incubate this sample because I don't really know what's in it. But I figure, well, whatever's in it has fallen out of the sky. And, you know, I'm a lab tech. I understand safety protocols, and I've got latex gloves and a fume hood and a flamethrower. So, you know, whatever goes wrong, we can probably deal with it. So that's my plan. We're going to grow stuff there. Just whatever fell out of the sky. Okay. So all you people listening from Homeland Security, you know, don't freak out. We're not doing bioweapons experiments. We're just incubating the stuff that fell out of the sky, whatever that stuff is. Hey, if it's a bioweapon, it's your government that dropped it on us. So don't blame me. I'm just going to incubate whatever it is, and we'll look at it under the microscope. And then we'll go from there, see what's up. All right, Mike Adams here. Thanks for listening. I have a lot more science updates for you. We've done other experiments that will blow your mind. A lot more coming. And we have certain experiments that are in process right now. We're waiting for lab results before we actually share those with you. So just follow my videos on Brighteon.com. Follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on social media. I'm on X at HealthRanger. I'm at Brighteon.social at HealthRanger. Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized blockchain social media platform. I'm also HealthRanger there. And then let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm also on Telegram at RealHealthRanger. And then I'm also on Getter. And I'm on Truth Social, HealthRanger, on both of those platforms as well. So follow my work there. I'll be posting results soon with photos and all kinds of interesting stuff. I can't wait to see what hatches out of this Petri dish. The Jane Ruby special, you know, like whatever that stuff is. That's going to be interesting. We'll share that with you and post some microscopy photos. Thanks for listening. Take care.
It's that time of the year again to grow your own food because, of course, there's nothing healthier and more nutritious than your own homegrown food. And we have partnered again with the Arc Seed Kit Company, and we carry their product line, which is just an extraordinary product line of heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that have very high germination rates. We've got them on our website right now, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And you can get the all-in-one seed kit here, which has about 50,000 seeds. I think it's 70 different varieties. You can get the backyard seed kit, which is a smaller version of that. Or you can get 5 kits for the price of 4 and share with your neighbors, friends, or church, or community members with this prepper special, which they put together just for us. So ARC, A-R-K, stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you can show a shot on my desk here, it shows you some of the seeds that are in the kit. And this comes in a 4-inch PVC, so it's rodent-proof, and it's sealed from oxygenation. And we're talking about high-protein varieties, as you can see there, and it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds, okay? We're talking about beans and corn. Some of the beans have, you know, a couple hundred seeds in there per pack. The packs are well-filled. Again, it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds. This is actually food that you can live on. High protein varieties for different growing zones. There's a guide that's included with it. Different growing zones with instructions and a lot of know-how that goes into this. And even the seed selection itself, it takes years of experience to know the right combination that just helps a family survive and grow food relatively easily and efficiently. So that's what the ARC Seed Kit is all about. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And then also show on my desk here, show what it looks like. Yeah, you see there's the 4-inch tube that it comes in. That's for the all-in-one seed kit. Very rugged, durable. And then the backyard seed kit is in the gold pouch there that's more affordable and has a subset of those seeds. There's also the seed growing guide there that is available separately. But thank you for supporting us and for supporting the ARC Seed Kit Company, and also for supporting yourself in terms of your own self-reliance and your homesteading dreams, which can be coming true with more heirloom seeds. Remember, you can save the seeds generation after generation. So they're not GMO, they're not hybrid. This is heirloom seeds for seed saving and even for storing as a future form of possible barter, like currency. Seeds can be currency. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. Thank you for supporting us.